First of all, there were quite a number of land-based private radio stations in Belgium. One of these stations was called Radio Kerkske. That means a station from a little church, since the antenna was on a church tower in Antwerp. It was owned by Mr. George de Calloway. In 1940, the station remained on the air until the German army was in the immediate vicinity of Antwerp. At that point, Mr. de Calloway destroyed all the transmitting equipment, since he did not want the station to be used for Nazi propaganda. Near the end of the war, Mr. de Calloway started to build a new transmitter. As soon as the German army started retreating from Antwerp, Radio Kerkske went back on the air to encourage the inhabitants of Antwerp, city which was then heavily bombed by V-1 missiles. The Belgian government, having returned from London after the war, ordered Mr. de Calloway to cease the transmissions of his Radio Kerkske, since, according to a new law, only one official broadcasting authority would be allowed to air programs in Belgium. This ministerial decision was a severe blow to Mr. de Calloway. His radio dream was shattered. The radio that he was, he did not give in. He even founded a political party which aimed at putting Radio Kerkske back on the air. The authorities, however, still refused to grant Mr. de Calloway a license. In the early 60s, Mr. de Calloway bought a 50-meter long ship made of concrete. The ship's name, Crocodile, was changed into that of a Flemish, and German for that matter, legendary hero, Eulenspiegel. The ship was towed to Antwerp and was fitted out as a radio station. After some trouble with a maritime inspection, the Eulenspiegel, registered in Panama, left the harbor of Antwerp and anchored some 5 miles off the Belgian coast, not far from the harbor of Zeebrugge, from where the tender, called Nele, N-E-L-E, after the wealth of our legendary hero, brought supplies to the radio ship. On Saturday, October the 12th, 1962, at 14:25 hours Western European time, the Belgians had their own offshore pre-commercial radio station broadcasting on 201.07 meters in the medium wave band, that is 1492 kilocycles.
Dit is Radio Antwerpen vanuit het schip Eulenspiegel op de Noordzee. De zender waar u naar luistert.
The response by the Flemish people to the excellent program was immediate and overwhelming. The Eulenspiegel was on the air daily from 7 in the morning until midnight, with programs in Flemish. From 1630 hours to 1700 hours, however, there was a French program entitled Yad la Midi. In those days, the official Belgian radio still closed down at 2300 hours. In order not to lose face, an extra hour of broadcasting was soon added to the programs of the official radio.
Dit is Radio Antwerpen vanaf het schip Eulenspiegel op de Noordzee. De zender waar u naar luistert.
Mr. de Calloway, although he was 73 years old, was regularly on board the ship. At 12:25 hours after the lunchtime request program, Greetings from Eulenspiegel, he used to say a few words to his listeners about the situation on board, or the reception reports received, or he would thank Belgian fishermen for the fish they gave to the station. One day he announced that a surprise for all the listeners had come on board from the tender. And indeed, a few days later, the shortwave transmitter in the 41-meter band went on the air. Reception loggings came in from all over Europe and even from areas as far away as Canada. For a couple of days, the Eulenspiegel had some trouble with the modulation of their medium wave broadcast, and due to that, interference was caused on the entire medium wave band in the Belgian coastal area. The technician soon solved this problem. The thing which could not be mastered, however, was the sea. During a storm in mid-November 1962, Eulenspiegel's first distress call went out. After one day's inactivity, normal programming started again. Early in December 1962, the Belgian Parliament passed the anti-pirate law with 123 votes against 35 and 5 abstentions. On December 13, 1962, after an operation, Mr. de Callaway died in Antwerp. On the same day, the Belgian authorities planned to board and confiscate the station, but gale force winds prevented the authorities from carrying out their plans. The same storm, however, made it very tough on the concrete ship. Suddenly, the water was pouring, since one of the hatches on deck had been blown away by the storm. The shortwave transmitter fell and smashed the medium wave transmitter. Thousands of records and valuable equipment were destroyed. The Eulenspiegel was dying. Then the anchor chain broke. Distress signals were sent out by means of fire rockets and burning clothes. The ship drifted towards the coast. A Dutch tugboat managed to keep the Eulenspiegel away from the coast for some time, but after the towing rope broke, the end was near. The Eulenspiegel stranded on the beach of Cadzand in Holland, only 500 meters from the Belgian frontier. The crew had in the meantime been picked up by a pilot boat from Zeebrugge, which was rushed to the spot after having been advised of the seriousness of the situation by one of the ferry boats coming into the harbor. One of the volunteers on the pilot boat fell into the water during the rescue operation and got badly injured when the pilot boat hit the side of the radio ship. Later on, the man died in hospital. The wreck of the Eulenspiegel is still on the beach of Cadzand at the moment, a sad reminder of a great station.
Dit is Radio Antwerp van op het schip Eulenspiegel op de Noordzee, de zender waar u naar luistert.
Vom Radioschiff Mebo Zone hören Sie die Weltsendungen von Radio Nordsee International auf Kurzwelle 49 Meter Band 6205 kHz für Europa und 31 Meter Band 9935 kHz für die ganze Welt. Vous êtes à l'écoute des émissions mondiales de Radio Nordsee International, émettant du bateau Mebo 2 à l'ancre dans la mer du Nord. Nous diffusons sur 6205 kilocycles dans la bande de 49 mètres pour l'Europe, et sur 9935 kilocycles dans la bande de 31 mètres pour le monde entier. You're in tune with the world service of Radio Nordsee International. This program is beamed to you from the radio ship Mebo 2 anchored in international waters off the coast of Europe on 6205 kHz in the 49 meter band for listeners in Europe and on 9935 kHz in the 31 meter band for listeners in other parts of the world. U bent afgestemd op de werelduitzendingen van Radio Noordzee Internationaal vanaf het radioschip Mebo 2 voor de kust van Europa. Wij zenden uit in de 49 meter band op 6205 kHz voor de luisteraars in Europa en in de 31 meter band op 9935 kHz voor luisteraars in de rest van de wereld. Aquí las emisiones mundiales de Radio Nordsee Internacional, desde el barco transmisor Mebo 2 en el Mar del Norte. Radiamos para la Europa sobre 6.205 kilociclos a la banda de 49 metros y para el mundo sobre 9.935 kilociclos a la banda de 31 metros.